Over the last couple of weeks, some physicians and staff at Seattle's Harborview Medical Center have been upset. That's because they learned recently that administration was considering closing its primary care clinics. KUOW's Sarah Lerner reports.
Good morning. Can I help you?
I'm standing at a reception desk at Harborview, a public hospital that's visited by patients from all over the state. This is the check-in spot for three primary care clinics: the pediatric clinic, the women's clinic, the international clinic.
Okay, so I added him to the MA schedule to get the flu shot.
The majority of the patients that come to these clinics are uninsured or on Medicaid. Each clinic sees more than 2,000 patients every year. Dr. Abe Bergman was chief of pediatrics at Harborview for 20 years. Now he still volunteers as a physician at the hospital.
Harborview is a special kind of place. For instance, we serve a very high proportion of refugee patients. So we have interpreters, we have house calls, intermediaries who help people in their homes. We're a public health institution. We specialize with social workers in poverty medicine.
Dr. Bergman says that the Harborview staff was told before the holidays that some clinics would close in July. He says hearing that was a real surprise.
There's been discussion over the years, but this decision came down abruptly and brutally.
Bergman is frustrated, but he says he does understand why this discussion is happening. He just wants it to be well thought out. Now, Harborview administrators say that there are no definite plans to close the clinics. Deborah Gusson is Associate Administrator of Ambulatory Care.
We don't have any specific plans at this point other than making sure that we're keeping up, that we're doing things in the way that makes the most sense. We're engaging in a strategic planning process, and that's really what we're up to at this point.
Gusson does say, though, that it's time to look at other options. She says it's expensive to deliver primary care in the hospital, and it might not be best for patients.
80-85% of our patients no longer really live in the Harborview neighborhood. Many of our patients live quite far away. It takes them hours or several buses to get here. So if we're really trying to be more responsive and more relevant in the community, we need to ask ourselves how we can really go to where our patients are and really work more closely with them and partner in the communities to deliver that part of care.
Dr. Bergman and other physicians say this is likely the beginning of big changes, and it's not something people take lightly.
We have a very honorable mission, and that is to take care of the unfortunates in the community. And those of us who work here are here because of the mission of Harborview, and we've made our careers here based on that.
Gusson says Harborview administration is now looking carefully at other options to save money and give the best care for their patients. I'm Sarah Lerner, KUOW News.